Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here at Warner Park for the second straight in Madison for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Moments away from first pitch, might as well go over the starting lineups and pitching matchups for tonight's ballgame. Ben Gregory, the right-hander, is towing the rubber for Madison, getting the start this evening for Donnie Scott's Mallards. Leading off out in right field is Corbin Dickerson. Did not see him yesterday in the opener, the 9-6 win for Madison last night. Davis Hamilton had a good game an evening ago. He'll hit second and play second. Once again, Alex Harrell will hit third as the DH. Blake Guerin will clean things up at first base. Jake Monroe will hit fifth and play third. Liam Moreno will hit sixth in left field. Justin Best, he went yard last night. He gets moved from eighth to seventh in the order, remaining out in center field. Shy Robinson will hit eighth at short. Did not see him last night. We also didn't see the nine-hitter and catcher David Whittle for these Mallards. For your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Arnaud Mulamekic, the left-hander, will make his second start of the summer. He'll head out in the bottom half of this first inning. We'll talk more about him when he toes the rubber. Miles Vandenhoevel will yet again lead it off for the Raptors in center field. Kyler McIntosh, the Alabama State product, will hit second at short. Jack Mathey returns behind the plate and will hit third. Grayson Schaefer will play first and hit cleanup. Jorge Degatti, an old friend for these Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, he returns to the team and in the lineup tonight, making his season debut, hitting fifth and playing third base. Trotter Boston will hit sixth at second. Jake Beauchesne in the seventh spot in left field. Tyler McClanahan moves from DH to the outfield. He's in right tonight and will hit eighth. Mason Onati from Tulane University rounds it out, hitting ninth as the DH. We talked about it prior to the break of the national anthem. We're introducing keys to the game here on this broadcast and throughout the rest of the season, so let's get to them right now. Key number one, strike first. The Mallards scored three in the first last night, one in the second. An early 4-0 lead in the first third of this ball game against the Raptors, and would end it as a 9-6 contest. Key number two, let Arnaud lead the way. A strong start from the Raptor in his first start to begin his tenure with the club. Four shutout frames against Waterloo last Thursday in that 2-1 victory. One hit allowed, four walks, and three punchies. So obviously Mulamekic looking to hinder and have better control of his deliveries this evening, but was very sharp in that win. It was him and his fellow Siena teammate Noah Rodriguez that piggybacked four innings each, allowed just one run to Waterloo hitting before Max Weitzel slammed the door shut, collecting one of his four league-leading saves up to this point. And the final key, take advantage of free bases and runners let aboard. Even though the Raptors scored six last night on six hits and all six runs came in the seventh inning, they left at least one runner on in every frame of the opener of the season here against the Madison Mallards. Moments away from first pitch, Ben Gregory, the 6'3 sophomore from Granger, Indiana, and Maryville University, started against Green Bay back on May 29th on the road, so this will be his first home outing of the season. Went five innings, allowed one hit, one run, and it wasn't earned. Walked four, struck out three, faced 21 Rocker hitters in that five-run win. It'll be Miles Vandenhoevel, and as mentioned, leading off every single game for the Raptors so far this season. Splitting time between center and second base. He will be the captain of the outfield this evening, will the Scottsdale, Arizona native. Right-hander Gregory set the first pitch of tonight's ballgame. Is in there for a called strike on Vandenhoevel. Last night, Vandenhoevel 1-for-3, scored a run, had an RBI, walked twice against Mallard pitching. The all-white uniforms for the Mallards as the hosts, Raptors back to the Maroons. On the top with the gold lettering and numbering, black bottoms as the 0-1 pitch is bounced in there over the glove of the catcher Whittle to the backstop. Count evens 1-1 here on Vandenhoevel. Game 9 of 72 this season, and for the Raptors now, looking to do some quick math as the 1-1 pitch is tapped foul down the third baseline. Count moves 1-2 on Vandenhoevel. At the road game in Fond du Lac to open up this season on Memorial Day, that 8-7 win against the Dock Spiders, and then over the weekend after four straight home games going to Lakeshore, or I should say Wausau first on Saturday, Lakeshore Sunday, and a cancellation on Monday prior to last night's game as the 1-2 pitch misses outside. Count evens again here on Vandenhoevel at 2-2. Back home for three this weekend before having out of the Monday through Saturday slate four road games to two home games as the 2-2 pitch, front door breaking ball, got him looking. Vandenhoevel down on strikes. Punch out for Gregory to begin the ball game here in the top of the first inning. Bring up Kyler McIntosh, making his third start, playing in his third game as a Raptor. Started the home opener against Fond du Lac last week, left the game in the third inning due to injury, and was inserted back into the lineup last night for Kirk Schreider. First pitch fastball, McIntosh watches that one go by for a called strike. The Columbus, Indiana native still looking for his first Raptor hit as the 0-1 pitch hit on the ground over to third. Monroe will glove the throw to first, unable to be dug out by Blake Guerin. McIntosh is in there safely. He's aboard with one out. It's his second time reaching as a Raptor. Drew a walk last night and scored a run despite going 0-for-4 in the loss. Be an E5 on Monroe. Mallards had a first-inning error last night, did not come back to bite him. We'll see if that changes here for the Raptors this evening. It'll be the three-hitter from Copley, Ohio, and Ohio Dominican University, Jack Mathey. Mathey joined the team last night, was put into the ballgame in the third inning for an injured Max McGuire. First pitch from Gregory to Mathey is bounced in there for ball one. Mathey took the second plate appearance out of the three spot in the third inning. Replace McGuire directly in the field playing first before catching later on. The 1-0 pitch to him. High chopper on the ground on the infield. Hamilton, the second baseman, will glove and step it on second one. The throw to first, not in time. Jack Matthew able to hustle down the line and beat it out, so it'll just be a four unassisted fielder's choice. Two down with a runner on first here in the first inning. It'll be Grayson Schaefer hitting cleanup once again for the Raptors. He's played in now 8 of the 9 Wisconsin Rapids ball games to begin this 2024 Northwoods League season, the 31st season of Northwoods League baseball. And we have all 72 games for the Raptors here on WFHR. First pitch to Schaefer misses low and out for ball one. First five hitters in the lineup for Kirk Schreider tonight from the right side. It's Trotter Boston, the sixth hitting second baseman, the first lefty. And then 8-9, McClanahan Onati, also left-handed. Sandwiched in between is the right-handed hitting left fielder Jake Beauchesne as the 1-0 pitch misses high. The back pick to first is in time. Whittle fires down to first. Guerin applies the tag on Matthew, and that'll end the inning. So Grayson Schaefer began his plate appearance, but we'll have to pick it up in the top of the second inning as Gregory faces the minimum here in the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first. Dickerson, Hamilton, Harrell due up for the hosts, the Madison Mallards. Nothing-nothing score. Arnaud Mulemekic to toe the rubber for the second time as a Raptor in his second start of the season. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
It's the southpaw from Siena College and Arrigo Park native Arnaud Mulemekic on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids to start his second game of the season in the bottom of the first inning. Andy Ockermere, voice of the Raptors here on WFHR. Back with you at Warner Park, home of the Madison Mallards. Two straight night games here in Madison before the Mallards will come to Wisconsin Rapids for back-to-back games this weekend. It'll be the right-handed hitting right fielder Corbin Dickerson, to step in and begin the ballgame offensively for Madison. First pitch from Mulemekic to him is a called strike. Davis Hamilton, the second baseman on deck. Alex Harrell, the right-handed hitting DH to follow. A 6:05 first pitch. And another lovely night for baseball here in the state capital of Wisconsin, the 0-1. That one misses low and inside. Count evens 1-1 on Dickerson. This will be Dickerson's fourth game appeared in this year, a redshirt freshman from the University of Louisville. The 1-1. This one fouled back to the screen. It's now 1-2. Played 18 games for the Mallards last season. Did Dickerson was a 279 hitter and 68 at-bats, 19 for 68 for doing the math back at home. Two doubles, a triple, a home run, and 12 RBIs, an OPS of 754. The 1-2 misses high for ball two. In his three games this year, he's 2 for his first 12, 167 hitter with two runs driven in. Getting on base at a 231 clip, slugging 167 is the outfielder. The 2-2 from Mulemekic. Misses high and outside. Dickerson's worked a full count. Hamilton on deck, and then Harrell and Guerin. It's the same 2-3-4-5 spots that Donnie Scott worked out last night in their victory. The 3-2 from Mulemekic. Trying to climb the ladder, but that fastball misses upstairs for ball four. Dickerson draws a 6-pitch walk to begin the night offensively for Madison. Bring up Davis Hamilton. Lefty-on-lefty battle here. Mulemekic will only get two of those going through the order. It's Hamilton now and Justin Best hitting out of the seventh spot. Mentioned on last night's broadcast, Hamilton now being a part of the Mallards organization in three straight regular seasons, 2022, 2023, and has played in all eight games for the Mallards thus far in 2024. First pitch from Mulemekic is in there for a called strike on Hamilton. Last night, Hamilton, 3-for-4, had a double, an RBI, walked once as well. A fantastic showing, him and his double play partner both here in Madison at the collegiate level as well. Jake Schaffner got off to a red-hot start to the season, was at short. Schaffner getting the night off tonight as the 0-1 misses up and out, even up the count at 1-1. The new shortstop tonight for Madison that the Rafters did not see an evening ago is hitting eighth, and from the right side, it's Shai Robinson. Mulemekic pause, working third base side of the rubber, six on the pitch clock, the 1-1. One is swung on and missed by Hamilton to make it a 1-2 count on the Mallard second baseman. For the Rafters, 4-5-6 due up in the top of the second. Grayson Schaefer, the cleanup hitter for Wisconsin Rapids, did step into the box and see two pitches from their right-hander Ben Gregory before a back pick of Jack Mathey ended the inning from the catcher Whittle. As prior to the 1-2 pitch, a pickoff move from Mulemekic to check in on Dickerson over at first base. 1-2 the count, the payoff delivery. Misses Hyde even up at 2-2. Mathey, a back pick, look down to first, is not in time. Mathey trying to get the Mallards back for what happened in the top half of this frame, but to no avail. Count evens 2-2 on Davis Hamilton. Another two-strike delivery coming here for Mulemekic. Pitch driven in the air, right field, sky high. Chasing out is Trotter Boston, shifting all the way into shallow right center field. That pop-up took him quite a bit away. Judging that in the sky, he's able to make the grab for the first out of the ballgame defensively for the Rafters and in this inning. Runner on first, one out for the right-handed hitting DH Alex Harrell. Harrell made his first appearance with the Mallards in this season yesterday. Spent 12 games with Madison in the 2023 regular season and played in two playoff games for the Mallards as well. Mulemekic a pitch away from getting the Rafters back into the dugout. Looks back at first. The first pitch, a breaking ball to Harrell that's in there for a called strike. Last night, Harrell was 0-for-3, but scored twice and had two RBIs, drew a walk as well against Rafter pitching. Eight on the pitch clock, the 0-1 for Mulemekic. Misses up and out, another back pick attempt from Mathey down to first is not in time. A 465 hitter a season ago in 12 games with Madison. 20-for-43 was Harrell. An OPS over 1,400, got on base at a .603 clip, slugged .860. In those 12 games. Went 3-for-6 in two playoff games, as well as the 1-1 fastball misses high from Mulemekic for ball two. Arkansas State Mountain Home is where the 6'1 sophomore plays his collegiate baseball. The 2-1 pitch. That one is in there for a called strike. Mulemekic working up in the zone and nearing the outside as well. Count evens 2-2. It's the middle of the order looms for Madison in this home half of the first inning. Prior to the 2-2, another pickoff move from the southpaw, checking in on Dickerson over at first base once again. To mention, the Rafters went with an opener last night, Thomas Burns making his Wisconsin Rapids debut before handing the ball off to Nick Paulson for four strong innings. A 2-2 from Mulemekic. Breaking ball, missing low, a check swing, no on the appeal, down to first. So Harrell's worked a full count in his first plate appearance tonight. Both teams searching for their first hits on the ballgame. Runner takes off in the 3-2, hit on the ground, left side, right to the shortstop, McIntosh. He'll glove and throw to first in time. So Dickerson taking off prevented the inning-ending double play. It'll just go down 6-3, the put out on Harrell Hamilton, or I should say Dickerson's into second base. And that's where he'll stay with two down for the cleanup hitter, Blake Garrett. Garrett an evening ago, a three-hit game for Madison out of the cleanup spot. Two doubles, two RBIs, and is 15 for 37 in eight games to begin his Northwoods League summer. 405 is his average, and OPS over 1,000 for the University of Iowa Hawkeye. First pitch to Garrett from the lefty Mulamekic is in there for a called strike. After Garrett, it's the third baseman Jake Monroe, and then the left fielder Liam Moreno. Mulamekic looks into Matthew, has his decision here for the 0-1 pitch. Couple looks back at second, and here it comes. Swing and a miss from Garin. Count moves 0-2. Again, defensively for the Rafters, it's Beauchene, Vandenhoevel, McClanahan, left, center, right. Degatti's at third, and he's due up second in the top half of the second, a former Rafter returning to the team for the 2024 summer. Kyler McIntosh is at short. Trotter Boston at second. Grayson Schaefer at first. Matthew doing the catching tonight for Mulamekic. The 0-2 from the left-hander. Garin slices this one foul down the right field line and into the seats to keep the count alive here at 0-2. Yeah, last night for the Mallards, 11 hits scoring and breaking the 6-6 tie with a three-run bottom of the eighth against Rafter right-hander Sidney Ferry. The 0-2 fouled back by Garin. Garin was a part of that three-run inning. It was made 7-6. In the eighth, a run coming across on a 6-4 fielder's choice that Alex Harrell hit into, but then a two-run double to dead center field from Harrell that hit off the wall, made it 9-6, and Rafters left a couple out on the base path. It was the only inning they left more than one runner on base last night. Mulamekic set, couple looks back to second, another 0-2 to Blake Garin. That one misses out in the left-handed batter's box for ball one. Neither team with a runner, a hit. One error on the Madison side that allowed Kyler McIntosh to reach, but the Rafters couldn't do anything with it. Similar to what we had last night, Miles Vandenhoevel, the leadoff batter for Wisconsin Rapids. Got an infield single, but advanced to second. Also in E5, but the Rafters couldn't plate anything in the first. 1-2 pitch coming here to Blake Garin. Had a pickoff move from Mulamekic prior to the 1-2 pitch, but it'll come here. Down in the dirt, Garin chasing. Matthew gathers on the drop third and throws down to first in time to Schaefer. So after a leadoff walk issued to Corbin Dickerson, Mulamekic works around the runner in scoring position. We head to the top of the second here at Warner Park. Nothing to score. You're listening to Rafters Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's the top of the second inning here at the Duck Pond, home of the Madison Mallards. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR. We got a scoreless ball game. 4-5-6 due up in the second frame for your Raptors against the right-hander Ben Gregory. It'll be Grayson Schaefer to lead off the inning. He did step into the batter's box in the top of the first, but after seeing two pitches, Jack Matthew, the runner on first for the Raptors, was picked off by the catcher Whittle down to Blake Guerin, and it was in time to end the inning. Arnaud Mulemekic working a scoreless bottom of the first inning, facing just one over the minimum to begin his second start of the 2024 summer, issued a six-pitch leadoff walk to Corbin Dickerson before setting down the next three hitters and leaving Dickerson out on second base to end the frame. Look at pitches for each pitcher. Gregory just had to throw 11 in his first inning of work. Mulemekic, 22. Teams that are just separated by one game. The Raptors sit at 500, a 4-4 record entering tonight against the 5-3 Mallards. Both teams are chasing the 9-0 Wausau Woodchucks at the top of the division, a very strong start to the first half of their season. Underneath the Mallards, obviously the Raptors at 4-4, but also the Lakeshore Chinooks, who are 500 at 4-4. The Fond du Lac Dock Spiders are at 3-6. The Green Bay Rockers 1-7 in their first eight games. Schaefer against the right-hander Gregory. The first pitch of the second inning misses low and outside for ball one. As mentioned, Schaefer got a knock in last night's game, later came around to score. 5-25, an even 200 hitter through seven games as a Raptor, has played in all but one to begin this season. Gregory set the 1-0 from the right-hander. That one misses on the outer edge as well for ball two. Jorge Degatti in the on-deck circle, the returning Raptor, hitting out of the five spot and playing third base this evening. We'll get his first plate appearance of the 2024 summer here in just a moment. 2-0 pitch, Schaefer skies this one in the air down the first baseline. Guerin giving chase, but that'll find the seats to make it 2-1. After Degatti, it's the left-handed hitting second baseman Trotter Boston out of the sixth spot, and then the bottom third with Beauchesne McClanahan and Mason Onati. As mentioned in the last inning, defensively for Donnie Scott tonight, it's Moreno, Best, Dickerson, left, center, right. Monroe is at third, Robinson at short, Hamilton at second, Guerin at first, Whittle to do the catching for the right-hander Ben Gregory. The 2-1 pitch. Schaefer hits this one hard on the ground. That'll get through the hole into left field for a base hit. It's the first hit of the ballgame, and it's a leadoff knock here in the top of the second for the Boise, Idaho native Grayson Schaefer. And I'll bring up the junior from Miami, Florida, in Nova Southeastern University. Raptor fans, you know him well. It's Jorge Degatti. Has bounced around at the collegiate level, spent 2022 with his home state, Florida Gators, and 2023 at the Big Ten Conference with the Indiana Hoosiers. The right-handed hitting third baseman watches the first pitch low from Gregory for ball one. Last summer with the Raptors, Degatti spent over half the season in Wisconsin Rapids. 39 games and 147 plate appearances, taking 131 at-bats. The 1-0 pitch hit in the air right field. Dickerson giving chase and now coming in on it to make the grab for the first out of the inning. So Degatti down in the first at-bat of his 2024 summer. It'll bring up the left-handed hitting Trotter Boston. Boston now, it's his third start at second base. He has started in all Raptor contests so far this season. Through 30 at-bats, the Roswell, New Mexico native is 8-30, a .267 hitter. Had two hits last night, including a leadoff double, or leadoff single, I should say, to left field on a 3-2 count in last night's contest. The first pitch to him catches the outside corner for a called strike. Other than the leadoff single, Boston also singled in the sixth, struck out in the fourth and seventh, drew a seven-pitch walk in the final inning of the 9-6 loss for the Raptors. 0-1 the count. Schaefer a couple steps off the first base bag. Long pause from Gregory. His next pitch fouled back by Boston to make it 0-2. Wind blowing in today here at Warner Park in the second of 12 between the two teams this summer. Second of six here in Madison, and I think it's the second of eight or so games in the month of June alone. Gregory's 0-2. Boston pops this one up in the air to center field. Justin Best is there to haul it in for the second out of the frame. So a leadoff single from Grayson Schaefer, but now back-to-back flyouts from Jorge Degatti, and Trotter Boston will bring up the seven-hitter Jake Beauchesne. Beauchesne hit seventh last night as well. He saw two plate appearances in that six-run seventh inning in which the Raptors sent 10 up to the plate. He led off the inning with a single and later scored, ended the inning with a pop-out to the shortstop, Jake Schaffner. Beauchesne was 1-for-5 in the ballgame in total. The San Clemente, California native from Saddleback College. First pitch from the right-hander Gregory's a fastball that's there for a called strike. Beauchesne was feeling it in batting practice today, hit one over the Budweiser rooftop area down to left field. That's where Justin Best parked one yesterday as the 0-1 pitch popped up in the air right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Schaefer will go first to third. That one was in no man's land between Dickerson and Hamilton, closer down the right field line. Jake Beauchesne back-to-back games with a hit now, putting runners on the corners with two down in a scoreless ballgame for the eight-hitter Tyler McClanahan. McClanahan, hitting in the same spot he did last night, was 0-for-1 in four plate appearances. He did strike out to end the second inning in his first at-bat of the evening and only recorded at-bat. Drew a four-pitch walk to lead off the fifth. Drew a five-pitch walk as the second hitter in that six-run seventh and later scored. Also drew a leadoff walk on six pitches in the eighth. First pitch from Gregory to McClanahan, misses for ball one. 21 at-bats so far in seven games from McClanahan, playing in all but one Raptor contest, made his Raptors debut in the home opener last Tuesday against Fond du Lac. It's prior to the 1-0, a pickoff move from Gregory over to Guerin at first to check in on Jake Beauchesne. The freshman from Orlando, Florida, a .238 hitter, as mentioned. First extra base hit of the season came on the second against Lakeshore, as the 1-0 pitch misses as well for ball two. On deck, it's Mason Onati, the designated hitter, hitting ninth this evening for Wisconsin Rapids. Miles Vandenhoevel in the top of the order awaiting in the wings. 2-0 the count. The next pitch to McClanahan. Tapped out in front of the mound. Gregory to his right will field and throw to first in time. It's a 1-3 putout to set down McClanahan and end the inning. The Raptors leave the runners out on the corners. We head to the home half of the second here from Warner Park. Nothing the score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media app. Either way, it's Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Another frame for Arnaud Mulemekic, and the ballgame remains scoreless here at Warner Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. Thank you so much for tuning in to the ninth ballgame in tonight's presentation of Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball. The Raptors left runners on the corners in the top half of this inning after a leadoff single from Grayson Schaefer and a two-out knock the other way from Jake Beauchesne. Tyler McClanahan, the right fielder this evening for the Raptors, grounding out back to the pitcher Ben Gregory of Madison to end the inning. Mulemekic faced just one over the minimum in his first inning of work. He'll get the 5-6-7 spots in the Mallard order here in this home half of the second. An inning ago, Mulemekic walked the leadoff hitter Corbin Dickerson, the right fielder for the Mallards, playing in his first game against the Raptors this season on six pitches. Arnaud then retiring the next three hitters, a pop-out to second from Davis Hamilton, a ground out to short from Alex Harrell, and struck out the red-hot Blake Guerin swinging to end the inning. It'll be righty-righty-lefty Jake Monroe to begin the inning, hitting from the right side. Monroe 1-for-3 last night against the Raptors. First pitch, tapped on the ground, right off the mound, Mulemekic. to his left will field and flip over to Schaefer at first in time. It's a 1-3 put out to begin this inning. One pitch, one out for Arnott, and he'll face Liam Moreno, the junior from St. Cloud University, who was hitless last night against the Rafters but scored a run and was hit by a pitch. Year four of Mallard baseball for Moreno as the first pitch to him from Ulamekic misses high. Prior to last night, Moreno was coming off back-to-back multi-hit games on June 1st and June 2nd at home here against Lakeshore on the road at Green Bay. Ulamekic set the 1-0 delivery. Hit in the air, left center field. That'll chase into the gap. Vandenhoevel and Beauchesne. It's the center fielder, Miles Vandenhoevel, calling off Jake Beauchesne to make the grab. Two up, two down for Ulamekic here in the second. Justin Best, the lone hitter in the ballgame last night, to leave the yard. The tie made it 6-0 Mallards. Prior to last night's game, another multi-hit game for Mallard that he had on June 2nd against Green Bay. First pitch to him from Ulamekic is in there for a called strike. Best on the season now in eight games, now nine. He's played in all Mallard contests this summer. 8-for-32, a 250 hitter, driving in six runs. A one pitch, tap back to the hill. Ulamekic will field, jog to first, and a light underhand toss in time to Grayson Schaefer. Couple of 1-3 putouts sandwiched in between with a flyout. Ulamekic makes quick work of the Mallards here in the bottom of the second. Three up, three down. We're through two here at Warner Park. Nothing-nothing the score. We head to the top of the third. 9-1-2 due up for the Rafters. Mason Onati, Miles Vandenhoevel, and Kyler McIntosh. You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
9-1-2, do it for the Rafters. It's the top of the third inning here at Warner Park, home of the Madison Mallards. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters back on WFHR. Looking to break the scoreless tie, the designated hitter Mason Onati to lead off the inning. Ben Gregory facing just eight hitters in his first two innings of work. How about Arnott Ulamekic? Went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the second. The right-hander Gregory sit. The first pitch to Onati. A breaking ball that's in there for a called strike, working low and inside on Onati. Mason did not start the ball game last night, but entered later on in the spot of Bryson Stripling, the starting catcher, the 0-1. That one's in there as well for a called strike. Gregory quickly ahead, nothing in two. Onati entered in the top of the seventh in that 6-run seventh inning, drew a 5-pitch walk and later scored. An inning later, had a sack bunt. He came in, played third base. There was a whole bunch of movement around in defensive alignment when Onati entered. The 0-2 swung on and missed. It is the second strikeout for Ben Gregory. Leadoff man retired here in the top of the third. The other man he struck out will step in now, Miles Vandenhoevel, the freshman outfielder from Eastern Arizona College. Pitchers have been making quick work of their respective assignments so far this evening. Wonder if we'll see Noah Rodriguez again with Arnott. The Siena College teammates piggybacking the most recent appearance, the only other appearance they both had, is the first pitch to Vandenhoevel's a breaking ball that misses low and out for ball one. The 1-0. Vandenhoevel serves this one up into shallow right field. Drawing out will be the second baseman Hamilton to make the catch. Two up, two down here in the third. It'll bring up Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh reached on an error back in the first inning, still searching for his first hit as a Wisconsin Rapids Raptor in his third game. Jack Matthew on deck, the catcher, Grayson Schaefer to follow. Raptors looking to string together some two-out hits. Here is the first pitch breaking ball from Gregory, misses low for ball one. For the Mallards, when we get to the bottom of the third, it'll be 8-9-1, all righties. Shai Robinson, David Whittle, and Corbin Dickerson. The 1-0 is a fastball grooved right in there from Gregory to even up the count at 1-1. When looking at the right-hander, Ben Gregory talked about this being his second appearance of the season. 1-1 pitch is in there for a called strike as well, and a fastball to McIntosh to make it 1-2. Both starters last night, or at least Nick Paulson wasn't the starter, but he threw like 1-4 innings, getting a bulk of the work. 1-2 breaking ball, check swing, no on the appeal down to first. McIntosh holds off, and the count evens. Gregory worked 5 innings back on the 29th at Green Bay. It was a 9-4 win, as we mentioned in the pregame show. Allowed 1 hit and 1 run. It wasn't earned, facing 21 Rocker hitters in that game. The 2-2, check swing again, low and out. Did he go around this time? No. Another appeal down to first. Raptors will take it. Back-to-back balls thrown to McIntosh. He's worked the count full in his second plate appearance this evening. Trying to find his way aboard. 3-2, two outs. Nobody out on the base paths. The payoff from Gregory, a breaking ball that misses low and outside for ball four. McIntosh aboard for the second time. Early on, a six-pitch walk with two down here in the third. Jack Matthew reached on a fielder's choice back in the first, four unassisted. It was a ground ball right back up the middle. The second baseman Hamilton snagged it, stepped on the bag, but Matthew was able to beat out what would have been a potential inning-ending double play. Matthew did get picked off a first, a back pick from the catcher David Whittle over to Blake Guerin to end the frame, though. See what Jack can do in his second trip to the plate tonight, a runner on and two down. A ball out in the gap. We'll have a good chance to score McIntosh. He'll be going on contact. Prior to the first pitch, a pickoff move to check in on McIntosh at first base. Following Matthew, it's Grayson Schaefer and Jorge Degatti. First pitch to Matthew, misses low and inside for ball one. As mentioned, Mallards will send 8-9-1 to the plate when we get to the home half of the inning. Raptors hoping to bring a two-out run across prior to that. The 1-0 pitch. Matthew, high tapper behind the mound, coming in on it's the shortstop Robinson. There's going to be no play. It goes behind both middle infielders. And in the process, Kyler McIntosh will go from second to third. Both Hamilton and Robinson were crashing in on the high chopper over the mound, went under the glove of Robinson. There was nobody there to back him up and nobody covering third as Monroe had shaded in, made it back to the third base bag in time, but nobody retrieved the baseball with enough time to even make a throw over to McIntosh. It'll be an infield single for Jack Matthew, putting runners on the corners with two down for the cleanup hitter, Grayson Schaefer. Schaefer, a base hit to lead off the previous frame. Is able to do so here, would let the Raptors strike first tonight. That was one of our keys to the game in the pregame show. Strike first. Madison did that in the first inning of last night's ballgame. A first pitch breaking ball from Gregory to Schaefer is swung on and missed. Count begins nothing and one. Other two keys, let Arnott lead the way, and the left-hander has done just that so far. Hasn't allowed a hit to Mallard hitting through two frames. Take advantage of free bases. Was the other key. A couple walks have been issued so far. Raptors haven't been able to do anything with it. The 0-1. This is low and out. I should say, actually, McIntosh drew the first and only walk from Gregory thus far. That came in the inning. Other than that, some good command from the right-hander. Both starting pitchers tonight walked four and struck out three in their first starts of the season. 1-1. Schaefer skies this one in the air to right. It'll be Dickerson camping underneath, now trotting in to make the catch and retire the side. Rafters leave two out on the base paths for the second straight inning. They can't push anything across. We head to the home half of the third here from the Duck Pond. Nothing, nothing the score. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
8-9-1, do it for the Mallards in the home half of the third inning from Warner Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters here on WFHR, bringing you more Rafter baseball like we're doing all season long. Game 9 of 72, the marathon just continues. It'll be Shea Robinson, the shortstop from Illinois State University, to lead off the inning. After Robinson, it's the right-handed hitting catcher David Whittle. And then Corbin Dickerson, the right-handed hitting right fielder. All against Arnaud Mulemekic, yet to allow a hit to Madison so far this evening. The first pitch of the bottom of the third inning to Robinson is fouled away. Rafters did not see Robinson last night. Instead, it was another North Dakota State, out at short. That being Jake Schaffner, as the 0-1 pitch misses for ball one on Robinson. Rafters left runners out on the corners in the previous inning. They have three hits and no errors. No runs on no hits and an error for Madison thus far. The 1-1. Trying to dot the inside corner there is Mulemekic, but it misses for ball two. Looking at Robinson now playing in six ball games for Madison so far this summer. The sophomore is three for his first 18. A 167 hitter as the 2-1 pitch misses way upstairs. Now ball three on him. Had a hit in his first game. I should say three hits. All three hits came in the first game he played in this year back on the 28th in that 18-10 win here against Eau Claire. Went 3-for-4, had a double, and two runs driven in. Has been held hitless since. Looking to change that here as the 3-1 from Mulemekic misses up and out for ball four. Five-pitch walk issued to Robinson. It is the second base runner aboard and second walk issued for Mulemekic. Another position player the Rafters did not see last night. It's the catcher playing in his fifth game of the summer, David Whittle from Moreno Valley, California, and San Diego State University. Look at the catcher last night was Will Vierling. First pitch to Whittle misses high. Vierling had a solid ball game, but you figure Donnie Scott might not want to see lefty-on-lefty battle too much. He only put out two left-handed hitters in his starting nine this evening. Healthy leadoff first for Robinson being held on by Schaefer. A pickoff move to check in on the Mallard shortstop prior to the 1-0 pitch on the nine-hitter Whittle. Top of the order with Corbin Dickerson on deck. Davis Hamilton, the second baseman, will follow suit. Mallard still searching for their first hit. A packed crowd here at Warner Park on this Friday evening, the 1-0. That one misses high on a fastball from Mulemekic at 88. Count moves 2-0 here on the catcher Whittle. Whittle's one for his first 14, the lone knock coming in the 9-4 win at Green Bay on May 29th. Also drew a walk in that victory. The 2-0 pitch. This is downstairs, blocked by Matthew for ball three. He last appeared in the Sunday game against Green Bay on June 2nd. Went 0-for-3 with a run scored, also drew a walk. He's drawn at least a walk in every game that he's participated in, except at Eau Claire on opening day, in which he went 0-for-4. The 3-0. This is high for ball four. Back-to-back walks issued for Mulemekic to the 8-9 spots in the Mallard order, flipping the card back to the top here with Corbin Dickerson. And Dickerson drew a 6-pitch walk back in the first inning. And he'll come up here with two on. Quick mound meeting between Jack Matthew and Mulemekic to give him a deep breath, get a chance to go over some signs and how they want to approach the top of the order in the second time around. Rafters return home for this weekend, back-to-back against the Mallards. We get some firework Friday, tomorrow, and an evening game, the first Saturday night game at Witterfield this season. And then a Sunday matinee to cap out the three-game homestand against the La Crosse Loggers. Mulemekic set, hands at the belt, the first pitch to Dickerson's a breaking ball that's in there for a called strike. If you're looking for a place to stay for a last-minute trip this weekend in the three-game homestand, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions as the 0-1 misses up and out to even up the count at 1-1 on Dickerson. That's right, bring your family pet this summer to Wisconsin Rapids. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether it's this weekend, a weekend down the line, or just a chance to catch one of the 32 remaining home games at Witterfield this summer. Hoping for some playoff ball as well as the 1-1 misses low and inside. Two balls and a strike now, the count on Dickerson. Looking forward to the weekend. Last home game played for the fellas was on Friday to cap out that four-game homestand. The loss against Wausau, which began a home-and-home with the Woodchucks. Since have been out on the road. 2-1 pitch. This one is lined foul down the first base line. Count evens once again on Dickerson here at 2-2. Team going on the road, finishing out that aforementioned home-and-home on Saturday with Wausau, that 17-10 loss. Sunday at Lakeshore, a rained-out ball game Monday that'll get made up in the second half of the season. So technically back-to-back days off, even though the team spent all day Monday in Mequon and had to still make that 2.5-hour bus ride home as the 2-2 breaking ball from Mulemekic misses down low, blocked by Matthew. Count moves 3-2 here on the right fielder Dickerson. Tuesday, one of the designated days off, and then back in action yesterday here in this exact spot. Looking to split the two-game set here at the Duck Pond before heading back home tomorrow. The 3-2 from Arnott. Misses low and inside for ball four. 6-pitch walk issued to Dickerson. 3 straight walks given out by the left-hander in this inning. Robinson to third, Whittles on second, Dickerson on first for the left-handed hitting second baseman Davis Hamilton. Maddox Thornton, the right-hander, number 25 of the Rafters, throwing down the right field line. And you'll see first-year pitching coach for the Rafters, Mike Spears, make his way out to the mound. It's just him, Arnott, and Jack Matthew, the infield staying back for the Rafters in this mid-inning mound visit. Talked about the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites of Wisconsin Rapids. If you're looking for something else to do in the Wisconsin Rapids area outside of catching a Rafter game, you know how some of these homestands go. It's a couple games here, a couple games away, and if you're in for a week or so and are looking for other things to do besides attend an exciting and fun Rafter ball game, our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer. For more information, check them out at visitwisrapids.com. Once again, that's visitwisrapids.com for the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bases full of Mallards with no outs here in a scoreless ball game in the bottom of the third. A first pitch breaking ball catching the outside corner from Arnott Mulemekic to begin the count 0-1 on Davis Hamilton. Hamilton popped out to the second baseman Trotter Boston back in the home half of the first inning. He's 0-1 today. 0-1 pitch. This one is lined foul down the left field line. That'll reach the concourse. It's nothing and two on the Mallards second baseman. On deck, it's the right-handed hitting DH Alex Harrell. The cleanup hitter, Blake Guerin, to follow. Getting right into the heart of the Mallard order. With nowhere to put Dickerson, the 0-2. Breaking ball, fouled off near the rafter dugout down the first base line. Talked about some of our standings break in terms of the Great Lakes West, the division that all Rafter fans and at least fans in the general area within a couple hours of Wisconsin Rapids care the most about, with the Woodchucks of Wausau, the Mallards of Madison, the Chinooks of Lakeshore, Rockers of Green Bay, and the Spiders, Dock Spiders of Fond du Lac, as the 0-2 pitch misses for ball one. We mentioned Wausau having a commanding 3.5-game lead on the second-place Mallards at 9-0. 4.5 back of the Woodchucks, both the Rafters and the Chinooks at 4-4. The Dock Spiders 6 games out at a 3-6 record. Green Bay 7.5 out, 1-7 entering tonight is the 1-2 pitch. This one lined up the middle. The shortstop McIntosh on the line drive coming up the middle to make the catch for the first out of the inning. More like an in-betweener. It's a mix between a line drive and a pop fly. Didn't have a high exit velocity off the bat of Dickerson, but had a chance to potentially get down into shallow center and play two. Instead, it's the first out of the inning. And Mulamekic is just one pitch away from getting out of this, and if he can induce a ground ball. Look over to the Great Lakes East. First place is Traverse City. The Pittsbitters enter tonight 7-2. Got the lone 6-3 team just a game back is the Rockford Rivets. Got a couple 5-4 teams, Battle Creek and Kenosha. First pitch to Harrell. This is upstairs for ball one. Pair of teams as well that are 4-5 and 3 games out of first. That's the Kalamazoo Growlers and the Royal Oak Leprechauns. And then the 1-8 Kokomo Jackrabbits, currently on a 4-game losing streak, round out the division 6 games out of first place. The 1-0 pitch to Harrell. A breaking ball that lands on the inside corner for a called strike one. Out on the Great Plains East, Thunder Bay, the division leader at 7-1. They're up a game and a half on the second place La Crosse Loggers, who entered tonight at 6-3. 1-1 the count. Mulamekic looks into Matthew to get the signs as set his next pitch. Misses upstairs for ball two. Duluth set 5-3 in the Great Plains East and 2 out of first place. Eau Claire, 3.5 with a 4-5 record. 3.5 out as well as Minnesota. The 36-game traveling team gets a little different implications on their games back. They're 1-2 through 3 games played. The 2-1 from Mulamekic, a breaking ball. Tapped out to the mound. Arnaud will field. And instead of electing to throw to home, we'll just underhand flip to first. He may have had time to go home on that one. Instead, Harrell will go down 1-3. Robinson's in to score. It's an RBI ground out for the Mallard designated hitter. And Madison strikes first here in the home half of the third, 1-0. Dickerson to second. Whittle moves to third. Two down in the frame. It'll be the cleanup hitter, Blake Guerin, with two ducks out on the pond here in the duck pond. Guerin struck out swinging against Mulamekic to end the first inning in his first trip to the plate in this ballgame. The big right-handed hitting first baseman awaits the first pitch, swings right through that delivery from Arnaud, and the count begins 0-1. Talking about the Great Plains East, into the bottom two teams, the 2-6 Waterloo Bucks are 5 games back of the Border Cats, and then the 2-7 Rochester Honkers, 5.5 out. We'll get to the Great Plains West once we're through 3 innings, and after that, we'll look across the league here tonight. 0-1 pitch. This one blooped in the air, left center field. That's going to find some grass. It's down for a base hit. Whittles into score. Right behind him is Corbin Dickerson. Blake Guerin continues swinging the bat well against Rafter pitching, and in the Northwoods League in general this summer, it's a 2-out, 2-run single to make it 3-0 Madison. And he's on first base with two down for the five-hitter, Jake Monroe. Monroe's 0-for-1 this evening, grounded back out to Mulamekic on the mound, 1-3 to begin the second inning. First pitch, fastball that misses inside for ball one. You know what, we'll get to the Great Plains West now, and we'll have the fourth to be our checking in on the Northwoods League scoreboard. The only Northwoods League team to win over 50 games last year, the Wilmer Stingers, they're in first place by half a game at 5-3. The 1-0, a breaking ball. And there for a called strike for Mulamekic to make it 1-1. Mankato's half a game out, a 4-3 record for the second-place Moondogs. Half a game out as well as the Bismarck Larks at 5-4. The 4-5 Badlands Big Sticks, one of the two new organizations to the Northwoods League, sits 4.5 out. Should say 1.5 out with a 4-5 record as the 1-1 pitch misses low and outside for ball two on Monroe. And then we got a couple of teams 2.5 out. St. Cloud at 3-6. The Minot Hot Tots at 2-5. 2-1 the count, two down. Guerin on first, three runs in this bottom of the third for Madison. A fastball that's in there for a called strike. Middle of the zone, but elevated for Mulemekic to even the count at 2-2. Looking for his second strikeout of the start. I'm set, working quick, 10 on the pitch clock. The 2-2 misses up and out. A full count drawn here by Monroe in his second plate appearance this evening.